Hi, and welcome to Vibrant Health with Health Coach Donna, and today my guest is Bria Larson. Bria's interest in women's health began with her work with adolescent girls and women in her former career as an outdoor educator and backcountry guide, and her passion for helping women find their healthiest and most complete selves continues to grow each year. Bria completed her master's degree in traditional Chinese medicine at the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in San Francisco. She's licensed in California, and she also holds the national certification. She earned her BA in art history from Williams College. Bria is a fellow of the American Board of Oriental Reproductive Medicine, a certification held by only a small number of acupuncturists throughout the country. She is also a member of the Northern California Fertility Group, a coalition of Chinese medicine practitioners who focus on fertility and reproductive health. In addition to her Chinese medicine training, Bria is also a trained practitioner of Arvigo techniques of Maya abdominal therapy, as taught by Dr. Rosita Arvigo, DN. And welcome today, Bria.
Thanks, Donna.
So, Bria, we're going to talk a little bit today about Maya abdominal therapy. And I know that I've actually had you work on me and had a sample of it and really thought it was quite nice, as well as I've sent some other patients to you. And it's a great combination to work with people, women with fertility issues, but I'm sure that there's a lot more to it than just that. So why don't you tell us, what is Maya abdominal therapy?
Sure. So Maya abdominal therapy is an abdominal massage technique that is based on the work of Central American, specifically Mayan midwifery tradition. And it's pretty much a full body massage, not so much on the arms and legs, but it's a massage technique, non-invasive, that works on the abdomen, pelvic organs, back, sacrum, really trying to optimize organ position and circulation throughout the entire abdomen and pelvis.
Wow. Is it, so when you have a typical session, what would somebody expect?
So when someone comes in to see me for the first time, I do a really thorough intake. I get a detailed health history, everything ranging from detailed gynecological and obstetric history to their digestive history. We talk a lot about their diet, any pertinent digestive issues they may be having, or gynecological issues they may be having, any history of emotional trauma, all these things that can contribute to pain or dysfunction in the abdomen and pelvis. So we talk for quite a while. And then I also put on my Chinese medicine practitioner hat, and I'll often, you know, do some Chinese medicine diagnostics, like looking at tongue, taking their pulse to get another layer of information before I treat them. And then a typical treatment, hands-on treatment, lasts about 50 minutes, and I work thoroughly on the belly, the back, sacrum, tailbone, legs, and feet. And then
well, sorry about that, everybody. We lost Bria on Skype, and I will be getting her back in just a minute. So if you guys can hold on, we'll get her reconnected and continuing sharing her great information about Maya abdominal massage. Bria?
Yeah, what happened?
I guess we got disconnected, but that's okay. I kept the recording going, and I let our listeners know that we'd be back as soon as we could get you reconnected. So do you remember where you were and continue about what, so it includes the sacrum and the back, the feet, the legs?
Yeah. So that is the hands-on portion of the treatment. And then at the end of an initial session, I'll also spend some time teaching my patients a self-care protocol, so self-massage techniques to continue this work between sessions. Typically, I see patients once or twice a month, depending on what, for what they're seeking treatment. So that's a lot of time between sessions in which they can be working on helping organ position and circulation.
Yeah. So what are you specifically looking at for organ position? Is, you know, what, and well, answer that first, then I have another question.
Sure. Yeah. So what this technique is really good at is assessing and adjusting uterine position. So, you know, the uterus for various reasons can get tipped in different positions. It can kind of go forward, it can lean back towards your sacrum, it can lean from one side to the other. And although, you know, for some women that doesn't cause any symptoms, for other women it can be a factor in infertility issues, it can be a factor in painful periods, and it can be kind of a cofactor in digestive and lower back issues. So, you know, what this technique is really great at is using palpation and specific massage techniques to feel where the uterus is and then to gently guide it into a position where it's centered, it's not hanging too far back or too far forward. So that's kind of it's one of the most unique things about this work and one of the things where we see the most results as well.
Wow, that's pretty amazing that through massage you can actually change the position of the uterus.
It is amazing. And, you know, part of why that is that the uterus is, it's sort of hanging out in your pelvis connected by a bunch of soft tissue. So it is rather not easily manipulatable, but it does have some wiggle room. It has to be. It's an organ that expands tremendously, even prepping for your period, never mind being pregnant. So it has a lot of stretch and give, and a lot of the ligaments that hold it in place are connected to other soft tissue landmarks, and muscles in the pelvis. So it's kind of a function of, like, people just don't really touch that part of their bodies very often. You know, you access it right by the pubic bone, and it's just an area where it's not frequently massaged or even palpated, you know, except perhaps on an annual gynecological visit. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And do people find this type of massage relaxing or is it painful?
I would say most people find it relaxing. The majority of people find it relaxing. I do occasionally have patients for whom it's a little tender. Mm-hmm. For those patients, you know, I meet the body where it's at. I don't push beyond where the muscles and soft tissue are letting me push. Mm-hmm. And if a woman is, like, starting to wince, you know, using lighter strokes, lighter pressure is the best first step. And sometimes patients need that to calm their nervous system and get them used to this kind of touch because it is so unique. And quite frankly, I mean, a lot of people are guarded when you touch their abdomen for good reason. It's like all the important stuff is there. So
yeah, like even when you go to a regular massage, that area isn't really touched in a general massage, so you're just not used to someone going right in into your belly area.
True. And I try and I think part of our initial visit in talking so much, part of that intake is getting the patient comfortable with me and developing a rapport so it doesn't feel so awkward when I'm working on their belly. And sometimes it takes a session or two for a body, even though the patient in their mind, they're ready for it, sometimes the body takes a little longer to get used to this kind of work. And that's fine. You know, I'm patient with the body. I never, like I said, I never push beyond what the body is letting me do.
Right. And it's probably just depending on what it's holding on to, because our bodies do hold on to past trauma or issues or any of those sort of things.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't even have to be very dramatic trauma. You know, it can be more insidious, chronic body image issues, you know, or the seemingly ubiquitous shame that so many women have about their bellies.
Yeah.
You know, even that level, I want to say subtle, it's not subtle, but it doesn't have to be that, you know, the woman had some traumatic event or history of abuse, but
right.
It's their relationship to their belly.
Right. Well, how many women walk around with their whole belly sucked in all the time? And the whole culture is like the flat belly and the ab thing, which is not what a woman's body is really supposed to look like.
No. The six-pack abs is, it actually does more harm than good.
Yeah, we're supposed to have that layer of fat over our bellies, and it's the fat when, you know, if you do get pregnant or intend to in the future, it's fat that you need to be pregnant.
Yes. Yes.
And so that brings me to my next question is, so fertility and uterine position make a lot of sense for this type of work, but you mentioned also digestive issues and maybe food or diet. What other things does this type of therapy help?
So it can help digestive issues, particularly like IBS symptoms with patients leaning towards constipation. This work can be great at helping stimulate the movement of the digestive system. And with that work, it's less so about positioning of the bowels. It's more about, on a subtler level, kind of like energetically getting the system moving, that manual work. And also relaxing some of the stomach muscles. You know, I notice a lot of my IBS patients, because there's inflammation in the gut, their muscles are responding in this really guarded way. So their abdominal muscles are very tight, or their psoas are very tight, and this work can help relax the muscles enough so they just get a little more room for the digestive system to function versus it always being in this state of inflammation that then is compounded by muscular rigidity. So,
got it.
Yeah, and then other things that it can help, I've worked with both women and men who have dealt with pelvic pain. This is a nice way to kind of, without directly treating the pelvic floor, to help influence pelvic floor issues. Because the pelvic floor links into a lot of the muscles around the sacrum and the tailbone and or around the pubic bone, and a lot of the trigger points for pelvic pain are in the abdomen and lower back, and so we can get at those points without doing direct pelvic floor work to help soften the pelvic floor if there is dysfunction or pain.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Will this work with, you hear about pelvic floor rehab, which I know is a completely different way of, a completely different therapy is what I'm looking for. But so if you do have any pelvic floor issues, such as incontinence or that sort of thing, is this something that would help it, or is it kind of like in conjunction with something else?
I would say usually it's in conjunction. It kind of depends on how severe the pelvic floor issue is. I mean, there are some patients that really just need internal work that pelvic floor PT will do. But this work is a nice complement because we're getting at those trigger points in the abdomen and the lower back that influence the pelvic floor. And for some people who have kind of, it's a great complement, and it's great maintenance work for people who have sort of graduated out of direct pelvic floor PT, still need a little bit of upkeep and a little bit of help keeping the right balance of like relaxed and toned muscles. You know, we can help relax the muscles that are too eager. With incontinence specifically, you know, if there's a uterine component to the incontinence, like if there's a bit of prolapse, that this work can help with prolapse, like uterine or bladder prolapse, because a lot of the work in the lower abdomen has this lifting quality. So it can be helpful and teaching the patients the self-care, and if they're really compliant with it, is even more helpful.
Yeah, is the self-care something that they have to do on a daily basis?
Ideally.
Yeah.
I never scold anybody for not doing it, but it does work best if you do it every day.
Is it something that is easily incorporated into their lives?
Totally, totally. I mean, the whole routine is, you know, 5-10 minutes of self-massage.
Oh, that's pretty
doable. I just tell patients to do it, in the morning when they wake up, or in the evening before they go to bed, or even if they have a few minutes in a quiet place in the middle of the day to get it in. You know, something I should mention is that if anybody's listening and they're curious about doing this work for fertility, there are certain windows of time where the work in the lower abdomen and the self-massage in the lower abdomen is contraindicated. After ovulation, I tell women just to avoid anything to really doing the massage technique in the lower abdomen in case there's anything trying to implant and develop.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And you mentioned men. Can men get this? Is there something that would help, I guess, with the IBS and digestive issues? Are there other things that men come to you for in this, for myotherapy?
Yeah, most of my male patients, and I don't have that many male patients, but the male patients that I have seen have mostly been pelvic pain patients who have gone through, who are seeing a pelvic floor physical therapist and are getting towards a stable condition, kind of out of their acute phase, and need something that addresses their trigger points and addresses their pelvic pain, but not in such a direct way. So, and often I'll combine that with acupuncture for those men.
Okay, well, that makes sense, and that's good to know. I hadn't realized that at all.
Yeah.
And so, if somebody's interested in this, how do you get started with this kind of work?
So this work, the training is open to anyone who has a license to touch. So practitioners range from massage therapists to acupuncturists to midwives to naturopathic doctors. It's really the national landscape of practitioners is really comprised of people who have a lot of different entry licenses. And the training, you have to first go through a 4-day self-care workshop, which is really amazing. It's kind of emphasizes the emphasis on self-care in this tradition, and taking care of yourself as a practitioner, which is always lovely. So that's the initial training component. And then there are different levels of training. The next level is a professional training, which is an 80-hour training, an intensive 8-day training where you're just practicing the techniques on other practitioners. And they really actually do quite a bit of in-depth teaching on anatomy, abdominal and pelvic anatomy, and some of the main gynecological and digestive issues that practitioners might encounter, which is great, I think, especially for massage therapists doing this work who may not have had that training as like a professional, like a naturopath or a nurse or an acupuncturist might have. And then there's some additional trainings if you want to go on to teach the work that, you know, revisit some of these skills and goes a little bit deeper into some of the spiritual component of this work. So there's really a lot, you know, this could be a path that one could study for many, many years. And there's an amazing group of teachers and practitioners who are very committed to this work, which is, it's fun to be part of that community.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody would like to receive the massage and they're in the Bay Area, how do they get a hold of you?
Oh, well, my website is a great place to learn a little bit more about the work and my practice and book an appointment. And that address is larsenacupuncture.com. Or they could give me a call at 415-658-5871. Or email is a great way to contact me as well. My email address is larsenacupuncture@gmail.com. LARSON acupuncture at gmail.com.
Nice. And if somebody is not in the Bay Area, would you recommend them contacting you and you might have a referral for them? Or is there a different way that they might be able to find a resource for this?
The biggest resource and the most extensive resource for practitioners are on the RVGO website, the organization that trains and certifies practitioners. They have a whole practitioner section that lists practitioners throughout the country. And it's nice because there's, like I said, there's a real range of types of practitioners and practitioners who have dual certifications. So if someone's looking for multiple services, that can help narrow down their search.
And what is that website? Do you know?
I think it's arvigo.com. Let me double check on that.
And that is spelled
A-R-V-I-G-O.
Yeah.
See. Or it might be Arvigo Therapy. Sorry.
Well, they could. That's okay. They could look on your site. They can also search for Arvigo and Maya Abdominal Therapy.
So they I think if they even just look for Maya Abdominal Therapy, that's probably the first thing to come up because they are such a big, extensive website.
Great. And is there anything else? This has been really wonderful, and I love this information. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Well, in my work and in the tradition, there's always the opportunity to combine this work with herbal medicine. My orientation is towards Chinese medicine, which really complements this work well. Other practitioners have studied more Central American herbs, indigenous herbs to this region, the Mayan herbs, which I chose not to kind of go that route because I was working so much in Chinese medicine, but there's a whole beautiful herbal tradition that can really complement this work as well.
Nice. Well, that's great. And why don't you give the listeners again your website?
Thanks. It's Larson Acupuncture, LARSON acupuncture.com.
Great. Bria, thank you so much for being with us today. And I love all this information and thanks for sharing it.
Thank you, Donna. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.